This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, Frank Caliendo plus comedian Andy Beningo and another live Tom remote in DeLand. Right after this from Haywood Banks.
I have lipstick for my frontal lobe. I have powder for my brain stem. I have rouge for my cerebral cortex and my medulla oblongata. I have a brain that looks so fine, sitting high atop my spine. With a brain that looks this way, I'll be prepared when people say, make up your mind. I have a handsome hypothalamus, pretty cerebellum. On my occipital lobe is Maybelline, hypoallergenic. I have a brain that looks so fine, sitting high atop my spine, where you could do an autopsy and open up my brain to see. I've made up my mind.
Know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
This room just looks a lot different. Oh, I know why. We have another guest in the studio. Oh. Let's take attendance here. Ace Cosby, our engineer.
Present.
Welcome to the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Chick McGee, a sports doctor, formerly the Sportsosaurus Rex at the John Deere Sports Desk.
Nothing runs like a deer, baby.
Now you're the sports farmer.
They call me the farmer.
Because why?
I don't know.
Because you dig
I
sports.
Plant.
You because you dig sports.
I dig sports and I plant seeds. How's that? I dig some sports.
Sowing the seeds of sports.
How about mowing through the sports?
Oh, how about that, Frank?
Mowing through the sports. Oh, it's
that, would
McGee.
That would be bathroom fixtures. Mowing.
Oh.
Yeah.
The sports.
That's the voice of comedian Frank Caliendo. Frank's got a huge summer tour going on. By the way, one of those stops includes Florence, Indiana, Belterra Resort and Casino. Saturday, August 18th. That'll be a great show.
Love Belterra.
And that's the voice of Christy Lee, of course. And mm-hmm. then there's Josh right there. I see him.
Hi, I missed you guys.
Shut up.
This is Tom speaking.
You know what, Tommy? You need a hug.
Oh, yeah. Go, baby. Go, 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 go.
Yeah. Oh, Tommy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the same guy who swam with the pigs.
Uh-huh. Right, Frankie, you get one.
The kiss is a bit much.
Isn't that weird? And then also joining us, comedian.
A lot of tongue on that kiss.
Comedian Andy Beningo is here.
Hey, what's going on? Like, no hug for me?
That's all right. We'll do it later.
Andy, you look really great. Did you lose a bunch of weight?
I did. I've been working out a little bit, which is nice. And it's always awkward because there's always, you know, those cliche gym guys. You know, they always want to work out with you as well. This guy came up to me, you know, he's like, hey, what's up, brother? Hey, you want to work out with me? I'm like, dude, I'm actually on this machine right now. He's like, that's the water fountain. And I'm like, I know, but I've been killing these reps. I'm so good at this machine. I'm on this.
So good at this. I like the smoothie machine.
Those
are good smoothies. Well, welcome back to the Napa Auto Parts Studio.
You know who Beningo looks like, Josh, is one of the guys from the Three Identical Strangers documentary, doesn't he?
A little bit. And I actually thought that when we watched that movie.
You did not share that with
me. I didn't. I was too busy.
That's a new documentary. Andy, for those of you, for a reference you could actually use.
Yeah.
Andy looks a lot like
Ozzie and Harriet's next door neighbor? Somebody on car 54, where are you?
No.
The announcer for the Ed Sullivan Show.
A young Stephen First, right?
Yes, from Animal House, you look like Flounder.
Yeah, I get that.
I've always said that. And I mean that in the nicest way. Handsome.
You are a better looking Flounder.
He was here, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was really nice. And this will interest you possibly, Frank. He got his gig. He was delivering pizzas, and he would put his promotional photograph inside the headshot.
Man, you hear stories about that. He actually did it, and it worked.
And it worked.
Wow.
That's how he got the gig.
Yeah.
Well, this is fun. Andy travels, been doing some shows with me, and it's really funny because he'll go up on stage, and people will think it's me at the beginning because we do favor each other slightly. And you hear the sigh of people when they realize that it isn't me in character. They'll be like, oh, this is a different guy.
Yeah, there is a slight resemblance.
Yeah. But especially if I bounce. and say that's awesome. I was telling him this last night on the drive over. It's so funny because he said something. I said, I don't remember what I said.
About the street, I think.
It was the street. And he goes, yeah, that's awesome. I go, actually, it's very ordinary. It's not awesome at all. You just throw. What was it?
It was something because I remember because you were making fun of me for about 20 minutes. But we were driving. And I'm like, you were like, oh, the hotel's like 2 minutes off the highway. And I was like, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Like,
let's not get carried away, little fella. Just relax.
That great about the hotel being 2 minutes off.
Yeah, that's kind of happened. The word awesome.
It's out there a lot. But it's awesome.
It's good to see you, Andy. Andy's one of the most positive, friendliest people.
That's right. Like Tom can't ruin his Andy's outlook.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be a daddy before the day's over. Doesn't Beningo sound like something from Yahtzee or...
Beningo.
Beningo.
With a name like Beningo, you
got to be excited, right? The name is awesome.
Exactly.
It's the coolest.
It's awesome.
We created the Andy Beningo theme.
We did?
We did?
You remember this?
No.
B-E-N-I-N-G-O. Beningo was his name-o.
Isn't that sweet and happy?
Aww. Isn't that nice?
It cheers you up.
I didn't really. Can we hear that again?
Admittedly, it's a little clunky.
Right. No, I don't think so at all.
There's a little bit of a rhythm issue. But
guys worked hard on it.
Is that your problem with it?
The kids mean well. It's Andy Beningo's theme. Here it is.
B-E-N-I-N-G-O. Beningo was his name-o.
There you go. A little of the Andy Beningo theme.
Is that auto-tuned? That's really good.
No, it's chopped up. To be honest with you. We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Back from vacation. Christy went to Disney World. I've got to get down there for Toy Story Land. Is it great?
Yes, it's great, but I highly recommend that you get there the minute, if you get the extra magic hours or whatever, because we were able to get in the park an hour early. So we went straight to Slinky Dog and it was still like a, I think it was a 20-minute wait. But
is Slinky Dog a new roller coaster?
Yes.
In the shape of the Slinky Dog?
It is.
I like it.
Yeah, it's very
cute. Sounds good.
It's not a big roller coaster. It's for kids, obviously.
Okay.
I close my eyes.
But I'm very excited about going down there.
Yeah. And then they have aliens.
My five-year-old is very excited about going
down there. She will love it.
And Toy Story 3 is the greatest movie ever made.
No, I said Toy Story 2. Should have been the Academy Award winner that year. Great movie. They're all good, but Toy Story 2 was amazing.
Well, and it's just the whole, you know, all of the toy, the big toy. You know, Disney just does everything so perfectly.
I'm very excited. Have to get down
big
there. Now,
Tinker
I was
toys,
in the, I, once
big
again,
Legos.
I was in the Bahamas. Had a great
time. With Biggs.
Had 14 members of my family there. It was unbelievable.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
I can't
that
either.
That makes my. I'm sick when I hear things like that.
How do you go to dinner with 14
How do you
people?
Go to the bathroom when all those people are, ugh.
We had more than one room.
Never more than eight.
It was a little crowded there. So
it takes what, 2-3 hours to decide where to have dinner, something like that?
No. You have to be dictatorial.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to go, here's where we're going. If you don't want to come, great. You pay for your own dinner. They all came with me.
Yeah.
It's nice to know you do the same thing to your family you do to us. You lord it over our heads. Well, I'm buying all that. So you need $20? Is that what you need?
Well, for $20, you can get a nice
what
tea.
A classy guy. What a nice guy.
Kind of light in the ice, by the way. But yeah, I went.
What?
Yeah, they're real.
There's
light
not enough ice in the Bahamas for you.
I'm just saying, is it
maybe
general,
it melts quick.
What, as a general rule, you don't get a lot of ice.
Hey, if you don't want to have iced tea with me, you go buy your own dinner, okay?
Yeah. All right.
Mom.
Go buy your own iced tea.
Yeah.
My point is, we went swimming with the pigs. We've got some of the photographs on the various Bob and Tom social media platforms. It's very interesting. Once again, you feed the pigs hot dogs, which seems kind of cruel.
You were told they were beef, all beef.
But I saw the guy wink at the other scuba lady.
So he was a liar.
So, yeah, I think they're probably feeding
the hot dogs. I can't imagine someone in the Bahamas being... less than honest. Seems surprising.
Great spot. We had a wonderful time. Josh, you just did a staycation.
Yeah. Enjoyed myself. Went to a concert.
Oh, what'd you see?
Oh, I saw the Twins of Evil
tour. Oh.
Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Had a ball.
Did you dress up for that?
No.
Did you take a date?
No. Just me. Wandering around the
by
lawn.
By yourself?
Yeah. It was a great. I loved it.
Meeting your fellow, what do you call
them?
Were
you recognized a lot?
You want to say
yeah,
a
fair
loser,
amount, yeah.
Don't you? You want to say no, loser no, so what, bad.
Did they have,
you meet your fellow losers?
I mean, they're not they're you know, like deadheads or parrotheads. What do they call?
Arnold's.
Yeah, they don't call them any. I mean, no, Zombie no. And Manson. I'm trying to think if there is a.
There's no name for the
colloquialism. Right, no, not really.
Okay.
I mean, but, you know, plenty of who you're picturing was there. Yes.
No, I'm just asking.
And you went by yourself?
Yes, what assumption?
Oh, it was the best.
What assumption have you jumped to this time?
A lot of dark t-shirts, I'm
guessing. Yeah, a ton, yeah.
Where did you sit?
I the lawn, that's where the party is.
Okay.
So I was standing all over the lawn. I would go, sometimes I'd go
sampling,
up top.
Sampling random keef.
I thought you said kefir.
That lawn.
Help with your digestion there.
That lawn did get smoky.
Smoky?
Yeah.
Of course it did.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun. Now, Chick McGee, you did a so-called staycation.
I just went to Chicago for a couple days with my daughter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Make fun of that.
No, I'm not. And you said you polished off a really great TV show?
Oh, Line of Duty. Yeah, it's great. It's on, there's a BBC app for your Apple TV called Acorn TV, and it's nothing but BBC shows.
Wow.
It's only like $38 a month or something. Mm-hmm.
It's cool. You know who I saw at the concert? And I shared this picture with Dean and Chick.
This was an amazing picture.
There was a mother and a daughter wearing shirts that they had made themselves. Mm-hmm. And the mother's shirt said, longtime listener. And the daughter's shirt said, first time caller.
Oh, my God.
And I went up and I said, are you Mr. Obvious fans? And she said, yeah. And so I took a picture and sent it to them. I didn't ask their permission if we could post it. So
you'll do it anyway.
Whatever.
There you go.
Oh, that's great.
That is great.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Well, we have as a long-time listener, we got to get some news out of Christy.
Oh.
What do you got over there?
A baby girl guaranteed food for life and a job when her mom gave birth to a child in a Chick-fil-A bathroom.
Bet it wasn't a Sunday.
Fallon.
Well,
of course it wasn't
a
Sunday, Tom.
Sunday.
They're not open on Sunday.
Kid would have had the baby in the park.
That's always a kick in the neck, isn't it?
Isn't it?
You're like, oh, I'm going to go eat some Chick-fil-A.
God
dang
darn
it.
It's Sunday. Fallon Griffin
but
was
you
having...
You know what? I'll be first in line on Monday, baby.
was Sorry. Having contractions when she and her husband stopped at the fast food restaurant in San Antonio to drop off their daughters with a family friend. Fallon had to use the bathroom, but the restaurant was closed. The couple banged on the door, and store manager Brenda Enrique tells KSAT-TV,
"Where news works hard for you on our side."
She opened the door.
What?
That's right.
Pretty sloppy there.
She opened the door, and Griffin was screaming. Enrique grabbed some towels. Husband Robert says he managed to unwrap the umbilical cord from the baby's neck and delivered Gracelyn Griffin in the bathroom of the Chick-fil-A.
Holy cow.
Mom and dad are doing fine. Company says Gracelyn will have free Chick-fil-A for life and a job when she turns 14.
Well, wait, what? She's getting free Chick-fil-A for life?
That's what it says.
Well, 6 days a week.
Sure, but still.
Time.
What? Are you
going to
complain about that?
If you louse up us getting free Chick-fil-A for life, Josh and I are going to...
Caliendo, Beningo, you guys like the Chick-fil-A?
I love it. It's the difficult thing is it's always busy. I can't believe how
there's
busy.
You know why?
Unbelievable.
It's also MILF Central. You guys notice that?
A lot of yoga pants.
Oh, man.
That's why I like going in there. Got like, what's up,
ladies? A lot of hot moms.
Going to have a lemonade?
Sweet. Andy, I bet you do pretty well with the ladies with that look.
I used to.
Married.
Yeah, but I'm married. Married guy.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, six years already.
Don't you have a baby? Do you have a baby?
Two now. Yeah,
two babies now.
Don't let that stuff stop you.
Beningo's in charge of baby.
Isn't that a song? Baby Beningo. It sounds like a commercial. Do you have the new Baby Beningo?
Yeah.
It's better than an American Girl doll. She tells jokes.
It wets and poops and tells a joke.
So I'm sorry. So this lady has the baby in the Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
And they didn't name the baby. What? It's not like filet.
Chick.
In there. Chick.
Yeah. Or
no,
chicken.
Gracelyn is
Truett,
her name.
Isn't that the guy?
Gracelyn Waffle Fry Johnson.
Gracelyn Griffin.
Ah, Griffin.
Isn't that the guy who founded Chick-fil-A? Truett, Vance, or Smith?
Truett.
It's very tasty. So she can have a job there?
Well, 6 days a week.
She's 14, yeah.
When she's 14?
Mm-hmm.
That seems...
Early, doesn't it?
She can have a job? That's great.
I'm sure.
Well, there's a lot of jerk.
Unless they pull a Toys R Us on us.
Oh,
I don't think that's going to happen.
That is not going to happen.
I don't see that happen.
You think Jeffrey Giraffe got that job? Wasn't he...
up for Chick-fil-A cow?
No, what? He was up for something.
Yeah, somebody offered him
a gig. The Giraffe Society.
Giraffe Wildlife Preservation because we...
Hope he got the gig.
Are we running short?
I mean, he seems perfect for it.
Yeah?
So. Yeah.
Did they give the lady an epidural?
No, they didn't give her an epidural. She was at Chick-fil-A.
Did they at least give her some? I mean,
they have those there. You didn't know?
I mean, they have nice bathrooms, but do you see an operating theater in a bathroom?
Operating theater?
Josh, I'll talk to you. You're familiar with a food coma.
Sure, yeah.
And you have like four Chick-fil-A sandwiches, just kick back. Ah, oh, nothing can hurt
four?
Me.
Four?
Nothing can hurt me now. I'm going to give birth. Asking. Well, that's nice. I'm glad everything came out okay.
Literally.
Good work for the husband, being able to get the umbilical cord off.
Think you could do that? Deliver a kid?
I would not necessarily be good at that.
How did he get that? Did he bite the umbilical cord off?
Oh, they had knives there.
I think he unwrapped it.
Oh, like one of those plastic knives?
Plastic knives. And a spork.
Around her neck.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they have real knives
in
the
back. Is this spork sterile? If there had been a spork involved, it would have made
it. Didn't you almost pass out or faint at one of your babies? Did that happen? Was that you? Am I confusing you with somebody? Didn't they have to jab you in the leg with a...
No, that was at a... I was doing a live remote broadcast from a nursing home
early
in my career.
That's right.
And I got live remote broadcast from a nursing home.
Absolutely true.
That is brutal.
It was in DeLand, Florida.
Whoa!
DeLand, Florida?
That's weird. What kind of a name is that?
Wow, why do they call it DeLand?
Let Christy set it up, will you?
I hated the setup so much.
Sorry. I'll admit I got excited.
Try it again, Christy.
I'm sorry.
Tom, why do they call it DeLand?
Well, Frank, because it's near to sea.
Worth it, wasn't it?
It was a Sunday.
That's right, showbiz. We like it, okay?
It was a Sunday, and we had. I was there with my buddy Steve Itzen, and we were broadcasting from...
Itzen, that's a weird last name.
Never. We were broadcasting...
Were you playing music for the people? What were you doing?
No, we were broadcasting.
Loudly.
Back at the we were broadcasting. Hey, you know, we're live.
Hey, there's a lot going on down here. Are you thinking of putting your mom or dad into an institution? Come on
It was an assisted living facility, but it was my first experience at one, and the people... were quite elderly, and some of them were having
God, it hurts.
Some of them were having some difficulties.
God, it's the chief. Weren't you the chief then?
Yes. Some of them are having some difficulties, some of which were somewhat...
Honey, it's the chief!
...somewhat disturbing.
Play Alan Parsons!
I wouldn't want to be like you!
One point, I am the eye in the sky!
There was one fellow who was somewhat infirm.
Oh, chief! Chuckle, chuckle, chuckle.
I wasn't clear on whether there was breathing activity.
Oh.
In any event, I quite literally... one of the nurses, and I'm not making this up, stabbed me with a hypodermic needle. She goes, honey, you were going to faint.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that happened.
Honey,
I don't understand why you were doing a remote there.
Because we were encouraging people to come by if you're thinking
about drop off a loved one.
Wow.
Maybe.
I can't make this stuff up.
I've done a lot of bad remotes, but I've never
can
done
we
one
please
of the
do a live broadcast from a nursing home?
Yes, it's 39 past the hour.
Tours and,
yeah, they want people to come see it. Did you ever see the movie Chinatown?
Sure.
Remember in Chinatown where Jack Nicholson pretends to be looking for a place for dad? It's a great scene. Well, that's what people would come by and go, well, this seems like a nice place.
Did people really stop by?
Yeah.
Honestly?
We had an audience, you kidding? Okay. They wanted to meet the chief.
Chief was number one, baby.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.